In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition, better say, the late edition of IRI and English News, me, Nimwajid Sas. Leader of the Islamic revolutionist Rustav, the Zionist regime is moving on a downward path that will lead to its ultimate collapse. In a meeting on Sunday with Secretary General of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Ramadan Abdullah, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said, during 60 years of occupation and usurpation, the Zionist regime has become the symbol of evil oppression and injustice in the world. The leader added that the Zionist regime's failure to force the Gaza Strip into submission after 2 years of siege was like a miracle, stressing that the occupying regime benefited from all kinds of financial and political support. Ayatollah Khamenei noted that the regime could not break the resistance of the Palestinian nation. The leader also pointed to the support of certain Arab governments for the Zionists, saying such efforts will bear no fruit because Muslim nations would always support the Palestinian people. The leader also expressed Iran's full support for Palestine and described faith as the inspiration behind the Palestinians' resistance. For his part, Ramadan Abdullah touched on the Zionist regime's aggressive policies in the region. He said, "The Palestinian Islamic Jihad and other resistance movements are ready to counter all the rogue moves of the Zionist enemy." The Iranian president on Sunday toured an exhibition organized by Iran's Center for Laser Sciences and Technology. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad hailed the Iranian scientists for making rapid progress in laser science. Iran has recently boosted its activity in research in laser technology. The country has also started production of a laser-guided anti-chopper missile called Qaem with considerable penetration power. Speaking on the sideline of the laser exhibition, the Iranian president tasked the country's Atomic Energy Organization with enriching uranium to 20% to meet the needs of a Tehran medical reactor. However, Ahmadinejad did not close the door in cooperation with the Western powers on a nuclear fuel swap. He stressed that several options are still on the table for interaction with the West. He said, "While the Iranian nation is interested in having scientific and technological cooperation with the world, they would never give in to the West's hegemonic pressures." Later in the day, the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization announced that Tehran would send an official letter to the IAEA on Monday to inform the agency of the decision to start 20% enrichment. However, Ali Akbar Salehi urged the West to make a decision about fuel exchange deal with Iran. He said, "If the West does not interact with Iran on the fuel exchange, then the country has no other option but to do the enrichment itself." Salehi stressed that Tehran's willingness to engage in fuel exchange with the West does not mean it cannot produce the needed fuel inside the country. He added that Iran's readiness only goal is to change the atmosphere of confrontation into cooperation. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman stressed that the decision to go ahead with the 20% enrichment in Iran and fuel swap deal are two separate issues. Rami Mehmanparas said Iran had previously announced that providing fuel for Tehran medical reactor would be possible in three ways of purchasing, exchanging, or producing it inside the country. The spokesman also announced that Iran is to host an international conference on campaign against weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear weapons. He added that the objective of the conference, which is to be held in April, is to prove Iran's resolve to help get rid of all kinds of weapons of mass destruction in the world. Exit polls show that opposition leader Viktor Yanukovych is on course to win Ukraine's presidency. The election results indicate that the Ukrainians are turning their backs on Western-supported politicians to pave the way for closer Russian ties. Ukrainians went to the polls on Sunday to choose a new president after a bitter election campaign with the two contenders accusing each other of plotting to rig the vote. But analysts believe one of the most pressing tasks awaiting Ukraine's new president will be the country's huge economic problems.
Whether it is Yulia Tymoshenko or Viktor Yanukovych, one of the first and most pressing tasks awaiting Ukraine's new president will be addressing the country's economic problems. The business community is seen as backing Yanukovych despite his leanings north towards Russia because they see him as more stable than his sometimes unpredictable rival. But 500 kilometers west of Kiev in Lviv, the owner of this textile factory has already thrown his cap west into the EU ring. For the last 5 years, he's only done business with people in Europe. The EU market is geographically very close and offers us the best earning potential. And since we have the same approach as our EU business partners, we get on without any problems.
Following the June 12th presidential election, Brigadier General Ismail Ahmadi Mogaddam said the police tried hard to safeguard public security during the unrest, without being too harsh. The commander then called on the Iranian nation to turn out massively in the February 11 public rallies to disappoint the enemies of the Islamic Republic. February 11 rallies mark the triumph anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Thousands of supporters of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's Dawa party demonstrated on Sunday outside Parliament in Baghdad to call for the exclusion of Ba'athist's candidates from the March general elections. Al-Maliki had called for a special session of Parliament to meet on Sunday to discuss the Electoral Commission's decision last week to reverse its previous ban on some 500 candidates linked to the Ba'ath party of ousted dictator Saddam. But Sunday's session was postponed for a day to allow a parliamentary delegation to hear the Iraqi Supreme Court's justification for lifting the ban. The Afghan president has told the Munich Security Conference that Afghanistan will be on its feet within 5 years. Here's more of Hamid Karzai's remarks.
We in Afghanistan should have at least 300,000 of our army and police force that is trained and equipped, that is able to take leading responsibility and